news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The peace is holding, but not all the pieces are coming together. Israel says one of four bodies handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half. Hamas has said it would be challenging to recover the remains because of the destruction in Gaza.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. Major airports across the country are refusing to play this new video from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem over their airport monitors.
It is TSA's top priority to make sure that you have the most pleasant and efficient airport experience as possible while we keep you safe. However, Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson calling the video propaganda. The shutdown brings uncertainty to tens of millions of retirees who were supposed to hear today about their Social Security cost of living adjustment. That information has been delayed probably now until next week. This is ABC News.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score seven runs in two games, and what was the outcome in the first two games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them, for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game, and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of seven. Game three tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on WISS, Oshkosh, and Appleton.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Maybe a lingering shower or sprinkle early. Otherwise, you can expect mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid 40s. On your Thursday, an isolated shower possible. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid 60s. Currently, it's 49.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by UW political science professor Barry Burton and Professor Charles Franklin, the pollster from MU Law School. We discuss the shifts in Trump's approval ratings and the divide within Dems. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children,
right.
So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like at Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande. I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Wednesday morning, October 15th, halfway through the month already. Another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota. From wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or listening or watching us on all the other platforms that get you here. Just glad you made it to Chippewa Falls and getting your day started right here. I got a question for you. Is all hope lost? Because we do have to talk sports, and producer Parker Olson is here to help me do it. It won't be long till we're not talking about baseball at all. It'll be winter, and we'll just be waiting for the next spring training. Not that I'm looking to hasten it, but I'm just saying we got to talk about baseball while it's still here. Even if it is once again a story of Brewers bats silenced by excellent Dodger pitching, Dodgers win 5-1 and go up 2 games to Love in the league championship series. Even I, when the Dodgers got to 5-1, Parker said, "Good night, everybody." And thought, if they come back, that'll be the best ninth inning comeback surprise I could ever want to see at 4 o'clock in the morning. I did not see a comeback on my phone at 4 o'clock this morning.
No, I don't remember if it was the eighth inning or ninth inning. I think it must have been the ninth inning. That I watched. I believe it was Robert Gasser hit the first batter of the inning on his first pitch. And I almost threw my phone through the TV.
No.
And went to bed.
Yeah. Now, Gasser, I don't know much about him, but one of the things I read was they brought him in because he's got a bit of a sidearm delivery,
yeah.
Or at least his arm's a little lower, and that Shohei Ohtani doesn't do well against those kinds of pitchers. But if you're going to hit the batter, that kind of negates the, the pitches that you might make along the way. And so, you know, that's where you're at. Look, on the very first pitch of the game, Jackson Chourio hits a home run.
Yeah.
And you're looking at Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and you're saying, well, this is a guy that during the regular season, we chased him out after 2/3 of an inning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we know how to get this guy's number, and he's just given up a leadoff home run to Jackson Chourio.
Yeah.
So
it was
27 outs later, he had pitched the first complete game in a National League Championship Series in many, many years, 8 years to be exact. It was a three-hitter to beat the Brewers. And so in both games now, stellar starting pitching by the Dodgers has saved them from what is an inconsistent bullpen. But if you can't get to the bullpen, you know.
I don't understand what the Brewers are doing offensively. I don't understand the approach at all, because last night they were swinging away early in counts, like first pitch a lot, and just not getting deep into counts. What they know that they have to get into that bullpen, because the bullpen is inconsistent for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
and yeah. they're not making an effort to get into the bullpen. I don't understand what the approach is. They don't look like the team that they have been for a good three months of the year.
And all I could think of was the sweatshirts that they're all wearing, the hoodies that they're all wearing, all the teams, they have the same slogan on there, built for fall. And at the moment, it's the Brewers have to give theirs back because they're clearly built for summer.
Yeah.
That was some great summer baseball, but they are not built for fall if this is how they're going to handle, you know, top of the line pitching in the postseason. And so they are going to have to figure this out in games 3, 4, and hopefully 5 in Los Angeles on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, because today is a travel day and things will pick up tomorrow. And again, because it's in Los Angeles, things will be a little bit earlier. Coverage will start at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon on some of the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network and get us there. And that's all we can really do at this point is hope the Brewers bats have figured it out. We know they're capable. They beat the Dodgers 6 games in a row during the regular season. So I am not here writing off the series, but I am saying they're, like you said, it, basically there needs to be a wake-up call.
Yeah. It's shocking to me that it didn't come last night because I'm no genius. The Brewers are significantly smarter than I am.
They're smarter. They know all this stuff. That's what makes it so frustrating. You know that they're frustrated.
Yeah.
But then
they have to know that they needed to win that game last night.
Yes.
Because winning more than once in LA is going to be tough.
I know you've seen the internet meme, and I saw it again last night with it's just a stick figure with a stick poking something,
something
and just saying, do something. Do something, just poking this thing. And basically people are using it either for the whole Brewers team or just for Christian Yelich, in what, 0-for-17 or 18 slump now.
I think so.
At this point.
I read this morning that in his first postseason game with the Brewers, he had 2 RBIs.
Yeah.
He's had 1 RBI since and no RBIs in the postseason for the last like 6 years or something like that.
Yeah,
he's not built for fall
at the moment. No, is definitely not. So that's where we stand. And we will be talking a bit more about this throughout the course of the day. Not a lot, to be honest, but we will be reminding folks that, again, it's a travel day and the Brewers will be playing in Los Angeles again tomorrow. What's coming up on the program today? Well, we're going to be talking with Ellie Bardot just after 7 o'clock. She's our new newsletter editor at Up North News. And in fact, her new edition of the newsletter has just dropped. And I'm just looking through it right now. There is an article on the 8 best must-see attractions in Wisconsin, according to World Atlas. There's a story on why Baraboo is hands down the most haunted city in Wisconsin. And then she does a quick guide to political terms, things that we're hearing like authoritarianism, autocracy, totalitarianism, and fascism. And she notes these are not just buzzwords. Understanding them helps us spot how power operates and why checks and balances matter in Wisconsin and across the federal government. So again, a very well-rounded update from Ellie Bardot. We'll talk to her after 7. Sign up for the newsletters at upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe up in the top banner. That includes, of course, my Sunday morning newsletter with a question of the week, which this week asks if you support mining in Wisconsin's North Woods. Again, subscribe at upnorthnewswi.com. So on the program today, we will be talking a bit about autocracy and authoritarianism and the ongoing accolades for conservative provocateur Charlie Kirk. It led to acrimonious floor debate in the Wisconsin legislature yesterday on a resolution that honored him. We'll explain why coming up in less than 10 minutes. Also, we're going to be talking to Leslie Dock, the national president of Protect Our Care. It's a national group that is doing exactly what you think it is, making sure that the Affordable Care Act stays affordable. And that is not what is happening right now based on what, you know, Republicans have done so far in Congress. But now they need Democratic votes to pass a spending bill to keep the government open. Democrats want to play along. just don't make health insurance more expensive for millions of Americans. And Republicans are responding with, nah, no, we'd rather make people hurt more before we jack up their healthcare costs to boot. Leslie Dock will explain some of the stakes for just American families. Take the politics out of it. What does it mean to American families that this is the game that Republicans want to play with our federal government right now? So we will have that coming up for you. We will also be talking to Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee. Now, we booked him originally for our homeroom segment Wednesdays at 7:35, and so he will be here today at 7:35, and he will talk about legislation that he and others are proposing that would increase taxpayer accountability. Taxpayer transparency when it comes to the voucher school program. Make the voucher program more accountable to taxpayers as far as the true cost of it. But we will also have to talk to Senator Larson as well about the aforementioned acrimonious debate in the legislature yesterday on the Charlie Kirk resolution, because he was right in the middle of it, as I'll tell you in just a few minutes. But when he talks about the voucher school program, there's one element that taxpayers really don't know about. And it comes to mind, there's a clip of Michael Caine in one of his early movies. And I don't remember the movie anymore, but anybody that wants to do a Michael Caine impression uses that line, where it's like the line is something like, you know, you're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. And we have these enrollment caps on the voucher school program, and those caps are about to be blown off, and that is going to blow a hole in the budget, and taxpayers are going to be paying so much more money for the voucher program if these caps are lifted. And so we will be talking to Senator Chris Larson about that. And we'll have Earl Ingram visiting with us, and Melissa Baldoff as well. We'll have our climate check. And perhaps you can't stick around for all of that. Perhaps you would like to pod this program, as they say. You can listen to us anytime on demand by heading over to Spotify and following us there, or Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And that way, if there's a guest you missed, or you want to listen back to a particular conversation, then yes, absolutely. Follow us as podcast that way. I was just looking at some of the comments that Tony is already making on YouTube, where he says what happened to Chris Larson was bananas yesterday. Yes, I will tell you more about that. As far as what the problem is, Tony writes, I say the problem is they scored less runs than the Dodgers, and his expert analysis is that they should have scored more runs. Can't argue with that. But again, you got to solve the pitching problem first. And that seems to be where we're at right now, with hitters that, again, all throughout the season, you know, we're doing such a great job of what did Pat Murphy call them? Mosquitoes, you know, basically. And they just found, or no, woodpeckers. Yeah, they found a way to just always peck at you. And so far, the Brewers have not been finding ways to do that. Temperatures around Wisconsin are a little bit warmer than they were this time yesterday. They range from 43 degrees in several locations up north, including places like, here's that Matt Solon Springs. There we go. You're at 43 right now. And Manitowish Waters is at 43. And also Eagle River right now. And the high temperatures around the state, 54 right now down in the Milwaukee area, Racine, Kenosha, lots of mid 40s. And of course, your local forecast is coming up throughout the course of the day on your favorite civic media station. Also coming up this morning, we'll be talking a bit about the latest on the government shutdown, not just from the healthcare standpoint, but also from a trust standpoint. There is a reason why it's going to get even harder to solve the government shutdown, and it deals with trust in the White House, a White House that has shown that even if they make a deal, they can always claim to come back in and not spend the money that Congress has approved. So we'll get into that wrinkle a little bit as well. All that and so much more ahead on this Wednesday morning, live from the heart of America's up north. It's a real honor to have you here live from Lake Wissota on this Wednesday morning. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities. With a variety of customized services, such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trade me. She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Civic Media has a daily newsletter chock full of highlights and show links and much more. Head over to civicmediatoday.substack.com. Again, civicmediatoday.substack.com to get subscribed to the Civic Media newsletter and get the full range of things that you could be listening to, or at least listen to the highlights of them. And again, maybe that'll cause you to get some of the shows by podcast that you're not getting right now. But to find out more, you got to get the newsletter. 6:23 right now. Yesterday would have been Charlie Kirk's 32nd birthday. I didn't mention it in the history lesson because that's for more deserving figures. So I used that time to mention that yesterday should have been George Floyd's 52nd birthday as well. Anyway, Charlie Kirk's birthday is being treated as a future national holiday by many on the political right, and it led to acrimony in the legislature on Tuesday as Republicans sought to honor the right-wing provocateur, but they objected to a full telling of Charlie Kirk's life story and his positions espousing bigotry, misogyny, and more. Which is not a surprise that the political right does not like it when you give a full retelling of history. As reported by Molly Beck and Jesse O'Point in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the resolution praised Kirk's unwavering conviction to advancing the timeless principles of faith, liberty, and truth, most notably through his founding of Turning Point USA, which boldly equipped and inspired a generation of young Americans to defend the values that sustain our nation. Really? What values would those be? I mean, do we really need to run again through the virtual roll call of racism that he gave us, among so many other nuggets? It's no wonder, then, that State Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee wanted to make sure the record also showed that Kirk said things like how certain prominent Democratic women, quote, do not have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken really seriously, end quote. Well, how did Republican Chris Kapinga of Delafield respond? Did he want to put any kind of asterisk on Kirk's halo by recognizing that? No. He called LaTanya Johnson racist. He said Johnson's criticism of Kirk was ignorance, racism, and hatred personified. He said to LaTanya Johnson, a black woman from Milwaukee. Because that's what we have in this country right now. Whiny white people who believe that calling out racism makes that person the racist. Then there was Democratic Senator Chris Larson, who was in the middle of recounting an incident during which an Elkhorn school principal was falsely tied to criticism of Kirk. But Senate President Mary Falskowski cut his microphone. Over in the Assembly, Republican Representative Nate Gustafson of Neenah praised Charlie Kirk as a figure young people looked up to, as kind of a figurehead that really brought us back to a spot of civility in society. Civility. Civility. You know who really hates it when you call out oppression? The ones doing the oppressing, because you're disrupting their civility. Why can't the rest of you people just leave alone the people in positions of power who sneer at DEI and claim that it's a racist way to give jobs to minorities, when in fact DEI is there so that qualified minority candidates don't get passed over for lesser qualified but white, well-connected lackeys like a Pete Hegseth or a J.D. Vance or a Sean Duffy? In the course of the debate, there was an effort to call out violence of any type, especially political violence from the right or the left. But let's be clear about something, that while Charlie Kirk and Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman were both victims of deadly political violence and both were name-checked during the discussion, the comparison ends there. If you're discussing Charlie Kirk and praising him, keep Melissa Hortman's name out of your mouth. One tried to make the world a better place for all, while the other is getting outsized glory for a life dedicated to white, male-dominated Christian nationalism, the cancer that has infected American democracy and, frankly, American society. It is a wedge driven less by bigots and more by an upper class that has found a perfect tool for keeping America's middle class from focusing on how much they're getting screwed by the upper crust. Because the greedy and the gullible have teamed up to use race and gender and sexual preference and certain other human vulnerabilities as diversions. And it's working. Hopefully for not much longer, but in the here and now, it's been working. It's been the recipe to electoral success for people pursuing power. Charlie Kirk is no more deserving of recognition from Wisconsin lawmakers as he is the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which was further tarnished in its being awarded to Charlie Kirk yesterday by President Trump. You know what's really the proper way to note the legacy of Charlie Kirk? I would point you to a story in Politico yesterday. The headline was, "I Love Hitler. Leaked messages expose young Republicans' racist chat. Thousands of private messages reveal young GOP leaders joking about gas chambers, slavery, and rape." Honestly, please go read the story. It's in Politico, politico.com. I'm not saying Charlie Kirk would have agreed with everything that these morally depraved little jerks said when they thought no one would read their messages, but I am saying that every one of those young leaders in those trashy text chains thought Charlie Kirk was an inspiration. So please just keep all of this in mind when someone in your hometown invariably suggests that a local school be renamed in honor of Charlie Kirk. Our next generation of young leaders deserves better than what took place around this country on Tuesday. Coming up next will be today's history lesson, which includes a big signature hit from the Four Tops almost 60 years ago. Thanks for spending some time with us live from the lake on these mornings powered by Up North News. The Midwest Farm Report is coming up next.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
WISS, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yahoo Entertainment is reporting big changes at Apple TV Plus. Just how big? They are removing the plus, so it will just be Apple TV. I realize that only sounds like a typing issue, but Apple says their new identity will be vibrant, despite removing a positive character from the company name. This is a similar form of identity crisis as the one HBO Max went through when it became Max and now is transitioning back to just HBO. That's like Pepsi Cola dropping the Pepsi part and just calling it Cola. Maybe now that Apple TV is removing the plus means they will minus the price that they just increased by $3 a month to $12.99. Can't blame a guy for trying. It's been over 2 hours since Taylor Swift has introduced a new product for Swifties to empty their pockets for. Well, time is up, as Tay-Tay has announced a new 6-episode Disney Plus series titled The End of an Era. The show will follow her Eras tour, makes sense, and the final episode will be a concert video of the tour. The masterpiece drops December 12th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Maybe a lingering shower or sprinkle early. Otherwise, you can expect mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid 40s. On your Thursday, an isolated shower possible. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with highs in the mid 60s. Currently, it's 49.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Kennedy Jr. says that circumcision could be linked to autism via Tylenol. Dr. Kristen Lierley will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
The 40-pound block cheese was up 3¾ cents at 170 and three quarters. AA butter up 2 at 164. December corn this morning down a penny at 412. November beans right now unchanged, 1007. July wheat up a penny at 542. I'm PM Yankee.
Today's history lesson starts with the four tops. Reach Out, I'll Be There was the number one song this day in 1966. It was, of course, written and produced by Motown's main production team, Holland Dozier Holland. They wanted lead singer Levi Stubbs to basically shout sing the lyrics. And upon hearing the final version, the group begged Berry Gordy not to release it, saying the song just felt a little odd. Berry Gordy said it was going to be a hit. Berry Gordy knows a thing or two about songs that become a hit. He was right. That song is in the Grammy Hall of Fame. Can you imagine that?
I love the spectrum of opinions sometimes.
Oh, especially on music. Because look, yeah. every song, I could never be a songwriter. But then you've created it, I mean, or performed it or whatever, you're too close to the work. You may not necessarily know that people are going to like or hate what you've done there. You know? And in this case, I mean, I can't even imagine Motown... Motown was going to go on, don't get me wrong, but yeah. I can't even imagine this not being a part of the library.
For sure.
On this day in 1966, same day that this song hit number one, President Lyndon Johnson signed a bill creating the U.S. Department of Transportation with a mission to ensure that federal funds were effectively used to support the nation's transportation program through better coordination among various levels of government. In other words, things were just a hot mess when it came to what roads go where and federal money versus state money versus local money and who does what. And could somebody please get everybody in a room and talk together? And that's what the U.S. Department of Transportation is supposed to be doing, created on this day 59 years ago. All right. We once again have a case of we're not playing Pat Boone this time. Usually when we play Pat Boone, as part of the history lesson, he's taken somebody else's R&B tune and made it into something that is as vanilla as it gets. But we don't have that this time, but we still have schlocky white guy music from Pat Boone's daughter, Debbie Boone.
Oh.
So many nights I'd sit by my window.
1977, this hit number one, You Light Up My Life, for the first of what would be 10 weeks in a row at number one, which at the time had never been done before. And I remember because we would listen to Casey Kasem's American Top 40, and boy, when it got to like the 10th week at the top of the charts, there were people like, wow, this song is so popular, it's such a juggernaut. And some of the rest of us going, please, could somebody else make a song,
you know,
to take this off the top of the charts? It is beautiful. It's a beautiful song, but it was everywhere.
Sometimes, Pat, during the history lesson, you tell me things that mm-hmm. songs were number one. And I'm like, really? This got to number one? Really? This got to number one for more than a day?
Yes, it did. It was everywhere. On this day in 1951 was the premiere of I Love Lucy on CBS. On this day in 1952... was the publishing of the children's novel Charlotte's Web by E.B. White. Again, this day in 1952. All right, let's do some birthdays. Singer Chris DeBerg is 77 years old today.
Lady in red is dancing with me.
Richard Carpenter of, you know, the Carpenters, is 79 years old today. Chef Emeril Lagasse is 66. And Sarah, Duchess of York, is also 66, both of them born this day in 1959. Now, in 1984, country music was at a bit of a crisis. Everything was urban cowboy, was kind of this soft rock version of country music, when out of nowhere came this mother-daughter duo from Kentucky named the Judds. On this day in 1984, their throwback debut album was released, and it, of course, would have three number one country singles, Why Not Me There, Girls Night Out, and Love Is Alive, and basically upended the urban cowboy movement at that point, to which, again, a nation said, thank you. On this day in 1991, Clarence Thomas was confirmed as a Supreme Court justice by a vote of 52 to 48. Clarence Thomas has now been a justice for 34 unfortunate years. All right, you're probably going to learn something on this next one. The number one song this day in 1988 was by UB40. So Red Wine, yeah, 1988, hit number one, 4 years after it had initially been released. It took a long time for that song to catch on.
That's the other thing. I don't understand that either.
Yep.
How does that
happen? Well, like a lot of, maybe just a couple of stations were playing it, and then a few more, and a few people were requesting it, and so forth. Anyway, the lead singer for UB40, Allie Campbell, said they've always known this is a reggae song, and pot it up again. You can hear it. It's, you just think, oh man, I'm on the islands, right? This is great. He had no idea until later on who wrote this song. And I would like to play for you now the version from the person who wrote this song, Parker.
Red wine.
That's
go
different.
To my head.
Again, white people, please.
Make me forget.
Yes, Neil Diamond wrote Red, Red Wine.
Still need her soul.
And I have listened to, I think, everything Neil Diamond's ever done, because my mom grew up a huge Neil Diamond fan. And yet somehow, either I never heard this version, or I locked it away, because at no point hearing UB40 do it over the past, 40 years or so, did it occur to me that there was a Neil Diamond version out there. But now you know.
I think it's fair to just purge this one and stick with the UB40 one. Yeah,
I think so. So I hope some of you enjoyed both the first and the last time that you heard from the songwriter of Red, Red Wine. On this day in 1990, Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev won the Nobel Peace Prize for the dissolving of the Soviet Union. On this day in 1993, Nelson Mandela and South African President F.W. de Klerk were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for dismantling apartheid in South Africa. Also on this day in 1993, a late-night talk show host, Chevy Chase, had his show canceled by Fox after only 5 weeks.
I was going to say, I didn't know he had a show.
He had a show for 5 weeks where he was going to be the next big thing after Johnny Carson. Because obviously everybody thought he was a very funny guy, Saturday Night Live, and some of the movies that he'd done. Turns out that doesn't always transfer well to a late night show.
How awful do you need to be to get canceled after 5 weeks?
You need to be pretty bad. Either you need to have terrible numbers and or be a terrible person to work with. And as I understand, it was a little bit of both in the case of the Chevy Chase show. On this day in 2000, HBO premiered a new show from Larry David. I was not a regular viewer of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I appreciate Larry David. I really do.
Yeah.
But there's just a few too many cringe moments in there where it's like, in that same Seinfeld way, of course, he and Jerry Seinfeld did a lot of work together.
Yeah.
And everybody has their own brand of humor. Everybody has their own lane. And I just could not get into Larry David's lane. I don't know if you watched it very much.
I've seen, I'm going to say, essentially all of Seinfeld.
Sure.
I have not seen any Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's on, it's in my list or whatever it is, save for later.
Yeah.
I've got to crack
still
into this.
Still saving it for later.
Still saving it for later. Maybe one of these years it'll come.
There you go. All right, let's take a look at the National Day calendar. What are we celebrating today, Parker?
Pat, this should be a state holiday. And frankly, I don't know why we don't get the day off. It's National Cheese Curd Day.
Get out.
Yeah.
National Cheese Curd Day.
Yeah. I'd say we get the day off.
I just had a big old bag of cheese curds last weekend. Stopped by my favorite place, Nasonville Dairy, on Highway 29, the little yellow shack there, right before Curtis and Abbotsford. and you get them fresh, squeaky fresh, you know, right off the line. You know, you see them putting them in the little bags, the ladies with their hairnets on, and tying up the bag and giving it to you. And oh my gosh, what a treat. So squeaky, so kind of just a little bit of salty, so good. Of course it needs to be a holiday, Parker. You're exactly right.
Tony Evers, let's
Tony Evers, before you get done, we need to declare October 15th National Cheese Curd Day to be an official state holiday. Yes. I'm all in on it.
Yes.
It is still very enjoyable to this day to meet people who have never come to Wisconsin before and introduce them to cheese curds, because they see them and you tell them this is the curds, you know, from the you know, process, and they're like, ew, ew, why would anybody eat that? Ew, ew. And then they try it.
Yeah, what do you mean, ew?
How have we not had these before? And part of it is you really do have to have them while they're fresh. You really only the first day or so, day or two after is that it.
Yeah.
So it's still great when people come to Wisconsin and they're just so doubtful. And then that's just the squeaky fresh ones. Then what else did we do in Wisconsin? We deep fried them. Now it's not that they need to squeak, it's that they melt, and that is liquid gold right there, boys and girls. When done right.
I'm so hungry now, Pat.
I know. All right, I didn't mean to hog up too much of the National Day calendar. What else we got today?
No, it's okay. I like dreaming about cheese curds. It is National Grouch Day, Pat.
Is this related to Oscar on Sesame Street? Or...
No, just being grouchy.
Again, you'd think this would be a national holiday for a guy like me. Exactly,
you would.
Right?
You think that, if you're over the age of, 55, I think this becomes a national holiday. You should get the day off.
I think you should, yeah. Now, not all of them, because there are some people out there my age and older who are just delightful, and they're just always upbeat and positive, and I just don't know if you slap them real hard, will they just say thank you and carry on with their day or what? I don't know their secret. Maybe they have cheese curds every day. That's what makes them so happy.
Maybe that's
the rest of us are kind of grouchy from time to time.
That could be.
I don't know. All right, what else?
We've also got National Mushroom Day. Are you a mushroom guy? I'm not a big mushroom guy myself.
Again, we need to clarify. Is this a food day or is this a
food, not
hallucinogenic
psychedelic
day? Okay, not psychedelic? Okay, gotcha. I love mushrooms. My favorite pizza, which I had again last night, pepperoni, sausage, and mushroom. Love mushrooms on a pizza. Love mushrooms in an omelet. Love mushroom and Swiss on a hamburger. So, yeah. Big fan. Other people I know do not like the texture, but I also know people like right up in this area who like to go hunting for mushrooms on their own.
A lot of people have
been able to identify the edible ones and get them.
I was gonna say be careful doing that.
Yeah,
that seems like a bad idea to me.
That's not one you want to make a mistake at, exactly, right?
Yeah.
All right, coming up in our next hour, we will be talking to State Senator Chris Larson about voucher school transparency and also that fight in the legislature, the verbal one, over the Charlie Kirk honor resolution. That's all ahead on these mornings powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our estate's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot. Or
please,
something.
Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale, and it's Wednesday, so that means Karen Schneider, the publisher of the Oshkosh Herald, is joining us today. Hi!
Hello, Lisa.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So, Karen, tell me what's in the Oshkosh Herald this week.
Well, you know, for today's issue, we have a front page story by Jonathan Ritchie talking about that the sheriff's office is seeing an increase in inmates at the county jail, and it is leading the department to request that they open an additional pod that has not needed to be used since 2021.
Oh, wow. So this is a pod they already have in the jail.
Yes.
It just hasn't been used.
It hasn't been used because they saw a decrease in inmate population for a while. And the county jail is comprised of six pods that can house between 34 and 68 inmates. So, you know, I think that's important to know as well, right? So what is what's the bandwidth we're talking about? One of those pods is used for the STAR program, for the recovery program. So then you have five pods that you can use. And they're seeing an increase. So, you know, the jail is averaging 236 inmates from the start of the year and now has like 275. And Sheriff Motz has said that number has reached over 300. So they're taking a look and looking at that. And of course, it's budget time too, right?
Right.
So, which normally takes place in July. But they're looking and asking that this pod become open in January. And they're going to need to hire deputies for that because, of course, they reduced the number that they had when they had less pods open.
Right.
So now they need to bring those back. And the C-pod would open on July 1st, 2026, and the cost of six deputies would be just over $417,000. The cost of keeping the CPOD open, this additional one for 2027, is going to be $750,000 for those six deputies. So again, if it's not opened, then they have to transfer some of the inmates. And as it was shared with me, it's like the A-plus inmates, right? They can't have any trouble. They can't have any mental health issues. And so forth. And it costs the county $60 a day to have someone else house that inmate. The numbers that fit that description that you can take somewhere else is kind of small, but then you also have to have transportation in there. So then you have two deputies transporting an inmate to a different place and however long that takes. So this is one of the changes that is being discussed right now. And of course will impact the budget. So,
and that's the Winnebago County budget, right?
Correct. That's the Winnebago County budget,
which Gordon Hintz has been working on and has been promoting for the past couple of weeks.
Yes, he has. And I give him props for that. He's definitely been out in front of it. He released the budget mid-September instead of mid-October. So you can take a look at it. It's on their website and take a look and see what's going on.
Then there's something a little bit, I don't want to say artsy, but I guess we could say artsy in the Oshkosh Herald this week.
It is. And there's a couple things, actually. So if you drive down High Street past the university, you're going to see a mural, a wrap that is out on the front side of Kalf Sports Center. And this is by Josh Marquardt, a co-owner of Art City Wraps in Oshkosh, who's actually an alum of UWO, which is kind of cool. But it's a 6,400 square foot Kalf Sports Center wrap, and it took 40 hours to print. It's very cool. It's Titans. It's UWO. I highly recommend take a drive down there and see how just this artwork kind of illuminates the area. But then if you bike the trail, the river side trail on the other side of Cummins, which is also through the university area.
That huge mural.
Yes. That is going to be the largest in the state when it is finished. And it's being installed on the back wall of the plant on High Avenue. And I mean, it's incredibly bright. The colors are vivid and it's going to be Oshkosh. You know, you're going to have airplanes. There's Oshkosh Corp in there. I believe that there's supposed to be something about Oshkosh Bagosh, but don't quote me on that. I could have swore I read that. But muralist Mauricio Ramirez is the person who's been selected to do this piece. And what's really cool, people, is this is a public-private partnership.
Right.
So it's with Discover Oshkosh, the JEK Foundation, and Cummins. So they've all pitched in to make this artwork visible and add to the scenery of the Riverwalk. And this Mauricio is also, if you've been down to Milwaukee and seen the Giannis mural, he is the artist on that as well. So it's quite exciting to have him, you know, here in Oshkosh doing this. He'll be here. He's scheduled to be here through the end of the month. So if you take your bike or take a walk back there, you'll most likely see him working on it for the next few weeks. But the weather's nice. So get out there and look soon because, you know, if he gets done early, then he'll be gone and you'll be able to see the finished product,
but not the method and the way it happened.
Correct. You know, which, I mean, it's a big building and it's very long, and it's bright and there's a rendition. We have a photo in the Herald that has the colors, but it's still whited out, like where the airplane's going to go and so forth like that. This is going to be amazing to walk along the Riverwalk and see this or bike through or boat through, right? So right now when you boat through there, you see this
building.
Industrial wall.
Right.
And now you're going to see this huge piece of art. And I asked Amy Albright from Discover Oshkosh, I'm like, you know, we have this, we have the one, you know, the ones downtown. I'm like, are we going to be over muraled, so to speak? And she said, no, we are so far behind other communities as far as public art. And they're really hoping to find more of those public-private partnerships to expand the public art, whether it's murals or something else throughout the city of Oshkosh. So you can pick up the Herald at Quick Trips and BP's around the area as well as Festival Foods and Piggly Wiggly on Murdoch.
And online?
OshkoshHerald.com.
Karen, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel says one of the bodies just handed over by Hamas is not a hostage.
Israel is accusing Hamas of violating the Gaza ceasefire by moving too slowly to release the remains of deceased hostages. Israel is now threatening to reduce aid flowing into Gaza by half.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos, of the 28 bodies Hamas has been holding, only 7 have been returned. Hamas says it's a challenge to recover all the remains given the near total destruction of Gaza. Israel's prime minister says he has a cold and is skipping his corruption trial today, during which he was to be cross-examined. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem's video to air travelers blames Democrats for the government shutdown. It's unclear this morning if any airports are running that video. Chicagoans got tear gassed by federal agents when protesters gathered at the scene of a crash between the agents and a man fleeing arrest. This is ABC News.